Lieutenant O'Connor, as regards the end of the league campaign for you personally, there was an injury there towards the end. It's all cleared up.
I'm ready to go now. So towards the end of the league was a bit frustrating, all right, yeah, but it's cleared up now, so back on the road.
How's training been going?
Good now. In the last 5-6 weeks, we had a look at the league final and we discussed it and put it to bed, and just looking forward to the championship now Sunday.
So not so much the league final, but the league on a whole, what was your assessment?
Look, I said at the start of the league that if we survive in Division 1, we'd be doing very well, because we'd 3 very tough home games and 4 away, and they were all up north, and we played well in a couple of league games, and you know, we got a few lucky results here and there maybe, but you know, we did well. So I know we got a league final, and we were it was very disappointing on the league final day, but to be fair, I was pretty happy with how our league performances went.
How's the dynamic in the squad now at this stage, Championship week?
It's good, to be honest. A lot of fellas are looking forward to it now. You know, as I said, we trained hard over the last 5 or 6 weeks, so looking forward to this supposed to be easy week. So the easier trainees, the better the moods are around the place. So it'll be a bit of crack now this week, building up to the match.
A lot of game time in training sessions these days, I imagine, as management look at who they're going to play. So high intensity stuff.
It has been, yeah. It'll probably taper off a small bit now this week, but it has. It has been, you know, tough enough. A few fellas getting a bit cranky here and there, but you know, you need that, and you know, people kind of can smell it in the air. The championship's coming, so there's an extra pep in their step, and that's what you need. And you know, it's a good wake up call for some fellas in that don't realise that these few weeks are the most important weeks of the year. So to be honest, we training there at the weekend, and every fella seemed to be in good form and looking forward to the match.
You're one of the experienced players, of course, in a group that's probably got a young enough average age compared to more recent years. So what's been your, you talk there now about some lads not maybe realising that these are the most important weeks. Have you been imparting some wisdom on these younger players?
For the few that want to listen, yeah, but you just have a quick, word with them here and there. They have a fair idea themselves, and if they weren't really fully focused on training or anything, after 5 minutes they wouldn't be long. A quick belt here or there wouldn't be long waking them up. So no, every fella seems to be pulling his weight, and as I said, the last few weeks have gone well enough for us, and we've geared everything towards Sunday, and we just want to get out there, and we're looking forward to half three on Sunday, and get our season up and running.
Your own role within the panel now, what we met earlier in the league here after one of the matches, and talked about you coming into games and being hungry for the start. How are you finding your role within the panel at the moment?
It hasn't really changed, really. I came in a few league games, but training has been the same. I approached training the same. Obviously, if I'm not playing on Sunday, I'm going to be disappointed. I don't want to be sitting in the bench on Sunday. But look, if Brian and the boys pick the team and I'm not in it, it's not going to. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it, but you obviously want to start, but it's the main thing is for Cork to get over the line and win on Sunday. So whether that means you're starting or on the sub, and if you're called upon, you have to do a job, and you have to be ready to do a job. And I suppose, look, if Cork win on Sunday and you play or you don't play, it's still a victory for Cork.
Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on Clare?
We've watched a lot of Clare now in the last week or two, and to be fair, I suppose last year they were very unlucky not to be Kerry at home, and played Kildare then in the qualifiers, and I suppose if they had maybe taken one or two more opportunities in second half, they would have beaten Kildare. So we watched a bit of that. They were pretty impressive, and against Limerick they just seemed to be very strong. They were just they seemed to be a good bit better than Limerick on the night, and they'd look very strong. So to be like we're fully aware of what Clare are going to bring, and if our tempo isn't at 100%, we won't beat them. Simple as that.
They're missing quite a number of players, though, and they are, of course, coming down to Páirc Uaim. But Colm Collins is driving this mentality that, you know, it's 15 footballers against 15 footballers, and it comes down to the basics. They're not going to give you too much respect, even if you are in Páirc Uaim.
He's 100% correct there. Like, it is 15 against 15, and It's the team that'll probably that make the less mistakes will win the game, and you can have talk all you want about tactics and stuff like that, but like unless you're not making, if you're making mistakes and make too many mistakes, no matter who you play, you won't beat them, and he's probably right in saying that.
But is it fair to say, I mean, it's the first round of the championship, and the manner of your defeat and the end of the league campaign must mean you're very, very hungry.
We are hungry. We've really focused on Sunday now. With the last 5 or 6 weeks, we've really looked forward to it. Everything that we did has been geared to it. We looked at the league final, we put it to bed. We're going to try and learn from it. I think if we learn a few of the lessons that we spoke about, I think we'll do okay. As I said, everything is geared towards Sunday.
Finally, Donnchadh, how important is a good Rebel support here on Sunday afternoon?
Sure, any day you get support, it's going to help you. To be fair, I think Páirc Uaim, I don't know, has ever been a championship game here? It probably has, I'm not sure, but it's kind of a lot closer in than the park down below, and the crowd probably can be heard a lot more. I think they'd be a good atmosphere here.